We'll start the hour with a new song, my current song, and this week it's a contender for the Christmas number one single position in the UK. It's a duet with a 1950s sort of vibe, and it's called It's Christmas, Merry Christmas. And it features that very well-known Australian dancer and dancing judge, Craig Revel-Horwood from Dancing with the Stars and the BBC's Strictly Come Dancing. He's a real polymath. He's also the author of a witty three-part autobiography and a debut novel last year, Diamond Street. And New Zealand's Rietta Austin, once described as a really famous, not famous person. And Rietta, if you don't know her, is a dancer and choreographer herself from Rotorua, but principally she's a powerhouse singer. And she opened for Bon Jovi at London's O2 Arena on its first night. She sang at Glastonbury with Shirley Bassey. She's had musical roles in London's West End. She was Freddie Mercury's girlfriend in the biopic Who Wants to Live Forever. So here they are, Morena, Rietta. Hello, Craig.
Kia ora.
Hello.
Kia ora. The two of you are both in the UK as we speak, but you're not together.
No. It's always, it's sort of been an impossibility of late, actually. I mean, COVID doesn't help, obviously, you know, because Rietta was sort of caught in New Zealand until we decided to release the Christmas single. And then she managed to get a flight over here, which was great. But of course, this is my busiest time because I'm in pantomime here in the UK. So rehearsing that at the moment in London. So I'm in London and Rietta is in East Midlands.
Craig, we won't see that panto of yours, but what's your role?
I am in a panto called Cinderella, and I am playing the wicked stepmother. Aww. And she's really quite wild, which is great fun to play. I absolutely love it. And I always play the baddies, which I really enjoy. This will be my second time doing Cinderella, actually. And that's when Rietta first actually heard me sing. And that's why this whole thing has come about, bizarrely. I'm doing that one again, because that was 3 years ago, I think, wasn't it?
And he was singing the most amazingly glorious note I've ever heard, and it went on for about 4 years. And I thought, nobody knows that this man is such a good singer. And so yeah. I went off and wrote a song and gave that to him and said, would you like to sing this with me? And he played it to his mum, as you do. And she said, go on, Craig. So we got writing and here we are.
Craig, many people know Rietta can sing anything, tremendous voice. I'm not sure, as she says, that we knew about your vocal talents, no offence, but they've been on display in the UK before.
Yeah, I was in musical theatre most of my professional life before I became a director and a choreographer. So I'd done shows like Cats on the West End, and then I hung the voice and the dance shoes up and went into directing and choreographing because I really loved that. And I was always thinking, you know, what am I going to do as a dancer over 30? You know, you can't continue as well as, you know, because you're up against 16-year-olds. So you sort of become a grandfather at the age of 30, you know, in the theatre. So here we are with a fantastic Christmas single. I absolutely loved it. And it was great fun to record. And it was one of those tunes that just came really, really easy. You know, it was, and it's really fantastic. So it's great to be able to get it out there. And not only that, introduce Rietta really to my world over here in the UK.
It's a pretty catchy and polished song. And may I say, without undue flattery, the vocal performances are well up to the task at hand. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. No, we've had a marvellous time in the recording studio. And I was trying things that I've never really tried with my voice before, because generally I'm employed, you know, in the ensemble or singing musicals. And it's a totally different way of singing than actually recording softly and doing all of that. You know, I've been taught to hit the back wall, darling, you know, in every theatre. So I'm loud, I'm brassy and out, proud, you know, with the voce. And it was really nice to be able to actually, you know, use the quieter side of my voice, which I learned about and loved in the end.
And it's amazing too, because I think people be stunned when they hear him, because it is quite, the album in particular, you see more of his vocal talent. And I'm kind of a bit biased, I suppose, because I want him to come back to New Zealand and judge Dancing with the Stars again.
Yeah, but I would love that too, darling. I had a fantastic time in New Zealand and I really loved my trips there, I have to say, and look forward to them every single year. And I did it for 3 years running, which was absolutely fantastic.
So this new song is poised, you both anticipate, for greatness, maybe a Christmas number one. You've got the media coverage in the UK all lined up, Rietta?
To be honest, Jim, it's been terrifying because we've been launched into the Christmas number one run, or running for Christmas number one, I should say, and it's against Ed Sheeran and Elton John, Gary Barlow and Sheeran Smith and Abba and James Blunt. I mean, everybody, every man in his
dog. And Adele, darling, let's not forget Adele.
Everybody's decided to release, and I just about had kittens because I said to Craig, oh, this will be fun, no pressure.
Ah! We're sort of hoping it really, you know, sticks in the psyche of people and becomes an earworm, darling. That's what we really want. Keep it simple.
You're clever. Yeah. You're clever coming up with a song like this. Rietta, you've done really well.
Oh, thank you, Jinna Mahi Nui, my friend. I'll tell you, it's been a joy because, as Craig said, I wanted to do something, we wanted to do something that was happy and joyous and family orientated. And I think it's a timeless song because I've seen when we were both testing it out on Craig's nieces, we've seen, you know, young kids, young people dance to it. But there's still that element of dance with the feel of the jive to reflect both of our dancing backgrounds, actually.
On the slow version of a jive, so real people can do it, you know. I think that's important. I mean, if you get into the Latin and the ballroom world, the jives are really fast and furious, but, you know, that's difficult to dance around a Christmas tree to. And so it's made, you know, with that in mind as well. You know, we had a great time doing the video and everything as well. So it was good. I really enjoyed it. So I hope everyone out there who's listening to your wonderful show really loves it too.
And Rietta, while we're being a tiny bit serious, without going too deeply into your long-running battle to change the IVF law in the UK, which is quite a long saga, Craig has been a bit of a rock for you on this difficult journey, hasn't he?
He has indeed. And it is, it's a toughie because it's a Commonwealth law that for women has been pretty tough, not just for women though, for their partners in the UK and in New Zealand and Australia actually, and I think a lot of the Commonwealth countries, we're only allowed to store oocytes. I know you probably don't want to hear these sorts of words, but that's women's eggs are only allowed to store for 10 years. All the other bits of men are allowed to store a lot longer, and in America they can store forever, and in Europe there's 20 years plus. It took me a while, but I have been fighting it for a couple of years now, and I'm very, very pleased to say that after talking to baronesses and all the sorts of people over here in the UK, that the government has actually now signalled to change the law. I don't know when that will be, but that's fantastic for the Commonwealth because we'll follow suit. So I'm still waiting for that. It saves me from taking that class action out against the government, which I told Craig, and he said, go on, do it, go on.
Just do it, yeah. What have you got to lose? And look now, Rietta, I mean, look what's happened. I mean, you've actually changed, you know, people's way of thinking, and you've changed laws, so it's fantastic. It really is brilliant.
Been such a journey for you, I know. All right. So the two of you met through Strictly, and that's a long story in itself, but you got on like a house on fire.
Should we tell Jim?
Yeah, that what road to Rua, darling.
Jim, the way we actually truly met, I auditioned for Strictly, and luckily Craig gave me the job, but I said to him in the audition, you really look familiar, and he said, of course, darling, I'm on Strictly. And I said, no, it's not that. And it took us a while to figure out, but I actually, he was talking, it was Danny LaRue, wasn't it, Craig?
Yeah.
And he was talking about when he was on tour, and I went, oh, I know where I've met you. And he said, where? And I said, you stayed in Rotorua at the Quality Inn a million years ago. And he went, how on earth would you remember that? And I said, because I was your waitress.
That's just mad, isn't it? Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think I was about 15. And, you know, he was everything I wanted to do. He was this dancer and singer and the most beautiful man I'd ever seen, and still is, darling. And he just sort of walked past, and that's why I remembered him, and his face just burnt into my memory. And when I reminded him of this, he said to me, oh dear, was I nice to you? And he was. And that's actually where we truly met all those years ago. So there's something about, what is it, synchronicity or destiny, or one of those things. Because I feel like we're in the live version of Love Actually. So I'm waiting for Craig to be the Bill Nighy suggest that he goes around and, you know, plays the Christmas song. Maybe BBC would like.
Look, there does seem to be some fairy dust about the song. So all the very best with it. Craig, if you were to apply one of your trademark elongated and alliterative phrases, like, you know, it was a complete dance disaster, darling, to this new song from the two of you, what would your description be?
Fabulous.
Fabulous, festive, fun and frolicking.
It is great to talk to you both. We look forward to seeing this Antipodean assault on the Christmas charts. Gee, fingers crossed for you both. Lovely to talk to you.
You too, Jim.
Kia pātora.
Mahi mahana. And here is the song in question. Rieta and Craig going for it with It's Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Play. Rudolph's ready to paint the town. Mr. Santa, go and get your best ball gown.
All the elves get dressed up to go, to strut the stuff at the Christmas show. Gonna get marks out of 10 if they can keep off the eggnog again.
It's Christmas, Merry Christmas. Take my hand and come and dance with me.
Christmas
tricks, Christmas, Merry Christmas.
So grab your partner, don't you let them go.
It's Christmas, Merry Christmas.
A little kiss under the mistletoe.
When the snowmen give their tips on the pirouettes and lifts, and the choir will start to sing, and the sleigh bells loud will ring. Come dance and
Rieta and Craig, and it's Christmas.